the rest of the story. You ask any Thornbird, Australia is a big country, a United States-sized continent, much of which remains unexplored. The year 1910, in remote yet populated regions, medical care was often the exclusive province of dedicated nurses. One such was Elizabeth. House calls were a standard part of her job, sometimes to cottages deep in the bush. The man who rode up to her doorstep that day lived in one of them. He was the anxious father of a sick little girl. Elizabeth asked what was wrong. The man said he did not know. What Elizabeth expected to find was a cold, perhaps an upset stomach, but what she found she could hardly believe. The child was lying on a cot, her body twisted and helpless. One leg was drawn upward with the heel of the foot turned outward. One arm was awkwardly positioned with the elbow tucked into the chest. Any attempt to straighten the distorted limbs produced excruciating pain. Nurse Elizabeth had never seen anything like it. Clearly, her only option was to seek medical advice. Mounting her horse, she galloped off to the nearest telegraph station. It was several miles away. Her wire described the symptoms of the strange disorder, requested a diagnosis, and prescribed treatment. After hours of suspense came the consulting physician's reply. Infantile paralysis. No known treatment. Do the best you can. End quote. But dealing with an unknown, where might Elizabeth begin to do her best? Well, desperately, she resorted to folk remedies. She fried some salt in a pan, emptied that into a bag, which she then placed on one of the little girl's crippled legs. Nothing. Elizabeth then replaced the salt bag with a linseed poultice, and yet, if anything, the pressure of the poultice only worsened the hurt. And then, and this was an absolute shot in the dark, when the nurse, responding only to a gut feeling, tore a woolen blanket into strips and dipped the strips in boiling water and wrung them out and wrapped them gently around the child's twisted limbs. And the pain ceased. For the first time in such a long time, no more pain. Well, this was the birth of the so-called Kenny method, so named for its innovator, sister Elizabeth Kenny. You see, in the years prior to polio vaccine, this was the only effective treatment for the disease. 87% of those on whom it was tried, 87% were cured. But this is the rest of the story. Elizabeth Kenny pitched her procedure to the medical establishment, attested to its effectiveness, and yet was ignored. Elizabeth was only a nurse, physicians insisted. Perhaps even inadequately trained as a nurse, they insisted. And thus was her method maligned, and its endorsement was postponed. Meanwhile, medically accepted, officially approved treatments cured only 13% of the incipient cases. Because the doctors were reluctant to heed the advice of a nurse, innumerable children suffered needlessly from polio for 31 years. Now you know the rest of the story.